This is GSG, Geek Survival Guide, Episode 10, Time Travel, for March 23rd, 2007. This episode is dedicated to George Pal, whose vision of Wells' time machine remains the definitive one in my mind to this day. This is GSG, Geek Survival Guide, your home for survival tips you'll probably never need. Remember, if you're a manic scientist who's made some extreme modifications to your DeLorean, or if you're an invincible Time Lord whisking around in a circa 1960s police box, this is not the podcast for you. This is the podcast for the hapless teenager, companion, or other normal individual moving into the future at the rate of 1 second per second. After listening to the tips in this podcast, you'll hopefully be less likely to wind up causing some kind of universe-destroying paradox, or eliminating yourself from existing. That's right. Tonight, we discuss the many perils of time travel. Please note, this episode has to do strictly with time travel, not travel involving parallel worlds or quantum gates or other extra-dimensional travel. Nor are we discussing the after-effects of cryogenic suspension, or suspended animation of some sort. Those are completely different situations and will be addressed in subsequent episodes. First things first. If at all possible, avoid traveling through time. Time travel usually requires some form of locomotion, a machine, if you will, to move you back and forth from moment to moment. Now, there may be an occasion when time travel is, quite simply, unavoidable, though these are rare indeed. So it should be relatively easy for most of you to survive this simply by hanging out in your bunker and watching classic episodes of Doctor Who or Time Tunnel. But if you have traveled backward in time, try not to change things if you can help it. It's amazing how small, even minuscule changes in history can affect the time-space continuum.
Fry! Stop interfering with history! I don't want to have to memorize a lot of new kings when I get back.
Even stepping on an insect millions of years in the past can cause drastic changes in the future, and cause your hunting buddies to shoot you. Now, you don't want to be shot, do you? Of course not. So, when traveling in the past, make sure you watch your step. Now, it may be that you are traveling through time on some sort of mission or quest, setting things right that once went wrong. If you find yourself in that kind of scenario, chances are fairly strong that you are not a geek, per se. Instead, you are a science uber-geek, theoretical physicist and quantum mechanic. You're also proficient in at least 3 martial arts, fluent in several languages, and trained as a classical pianist. You will know this is your scenario if you have amnesia, and a holographic lecherous man appearing at odd intervals to tell you what the glowing box in his hand thinks. Now, if this is the case, chances are good that you probably don't need my help to survive, although I'm not exactly sure where you'll eventually wind up. At the very least, I take comfort in the fact that you will not be in a position to complain about the inadequacy of this podcast to your particular situation. We'll pause here to promote a podcast that probably has a larger subscription base than this one, although not necessarily a more intelligent and attractive one. Only the true geek elite listen to Geek Survival Guide, so please, feel free to pat yourself on the back while listening to this promo.
Hi there, I'm Doug Rapson, the host of Geek Acres. It's a weekly podcast about, well, geek stuff. The internet, science fiction, and other good stuff. That's not a particularly good description. Maybe I could get someone to help explain it. Oh, there's my friend Callie. Hey, Callie Lewis! How would you explain my podcast, Geek Acres?
It's about 3 generations of women and their lives, and it's very, very witty, and the characters talk very, very fast.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Maybe we need to dive into this. There's Steve Ely. He knows about podcasts. Steve, how would you say that Geek Acres has changed the podosphere?
I believe that we live in an era where anything that can be expressed as bits will be. I believe that bits exist to be copied.
That's deep. Are you getting a sense of the show yet? It's video games, a generation of women, and some bits. Anything we've missed, Evo?
Snakes on a motherfucking plane!
Yeah, that too. Look, you'll just have to check it out. Geek Acres, the weekly podcast. Available at geekacres.com or via iTunes.
And we're back. At this point, I'd like to mention that geekacres.com seems to be down due to some sort of internet miscreant activity. But you can reach Doug Rapson's excellent weekly, and we mean weekly, podcast at geekacres.net. Moving right along, it is a cardinal rule of time travel that you must avoid contact with your ancestors. If you ever do inadvertently reach an ancestor, you will undoubtedly wind up either interfering with your parents' first meeting and falling in love, or killing your grandfather.
Above all else, it is our sacred duty to preserve the past exactly as it was.
Well, I killed my grandfather.
What?
Or having adult relations with your grandmother.
What the hell have you done, Fry?
Relax. She can't be my grandmother. I figured it all out.
Of course she's your grandmother, you perverted dope!
So just to be sure, it's best not to engage in adult relations with anyone, not even a fellow time traveler, if you are outside your normal milieu. Now, we've discussed traveling backwards in time. I'll only mention one survival tip about traveling forwards in time. Do not bring back sports almanacs, memorized scores, etc., in an attempt to profit from your knowledge through gambling. First, it is an axiom of time travel that relics brought back from the future always wind up in the wrong hands. Second, quantum fluctuations, which emanate from the fact that you have, in fact, traveled through time, can influence everything in the universe, including that game-winning basket that you thought would surely miss.
Choke on that, causality!
On a final note, there are several organizations dedicated to maintaining the space-time continuum. There's the future United Federation of Planets, using time ships to guard the lengthy halls of history. There's the Time Patrol, moving back and forth through history on their time scooters. But those organizations are far future ones and typically only deal with large space-time disruptions. In the present United States, the duty falls to...
Who are you people?
I'm Al Gore, and these are my Vice Presidential Action Rangers, a group of top nerds whose sole duty is to prevent disruptions in the space-time continuum.
I thought your sole duty was to cast the tie-breaking vote in the Senate.
That, and protect the space-time continuum. Read the Constitution.
Of course, the current holder of the VP office is Dick Cheney, which is a slightly scarier prospect, as we know Cheney is familiar with the use of firearms, even if his proficiency with them may be somewhat in question. The composition and skill level of the VP Action Brigade varies from administration to administration, although the members are always top nerds, and their identities are considered top secret. Pray, pray, pray that you never meet the Vice Presidential Action Brigade in the course of their duties, as it may, of course, lead to the eventual destruction of the universe.
Great. The entire universe was destroyed.
Destroyed? Then where are we now?
I don't know, but I can darn well tell you where we're not. The universe.
And with a record like that, of course, no one is worried about how he's handling global warming. And that's it for this episode of Geek Survival Guide. Thank you for listening. For more survival tips, links, and odd cultural notes, check out our show notes linked at the website. Geek Survival Guide will return with our next topic, How to Survive an Invasion of Body Snatchers. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or other feedback, you can send a comment on our website at gsguide.blogspot.com or by emailing them directly to gsguide@gmail.com. And remember, we love questions, so if you've got one you think could stump us, feel free to send it in. Geek Survival Guide is copyright Zach Ricks, 2007, and is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, attribution-required license. Our music is provided by the fine folks at music.podshow.com, so feel free to check them out. And thanks again for listening. Until next time, remember to keep your head down and your dice handy.